Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One, maybe two, maybe three Macarenas.
No.
Four, maybe five, maybe six Macarenas.
No.
Seven, maybe eight, maybe nine Macarenas.
No.
10 Macarenas.
No. For the last time, that is not how that song goes. Now, will you please concentrate on the road? You are going to cause a crash.
Relax, Kev. All cars are automated now. I saw it on TV.
You mean you've been watching Knight Rider again?
Yep. According to that show, you can do anything while driving now. Shoot villains, sleep, woo the ladies.
It's a TV show, Matt. In real life, cars don't drive themselves and they don't talk to you.
In 1 mile, turn left.
All right, they might chat a bit, but I stand by my point. You should be holding onto the steering wheel with both hands, especially with that truck coming towards us.
What truck?
Down, podcasters!
See? Now, will you pay attention to the road?
Fair enough, Kev. Point taken. I'm surprised we've done 250 miles, though.
What?
Nothing. Shall I flick the radio on?
Go on, then.
Cat Noir presents The Beast of Bodkin. Episode 1, Night 1. Written by Matt Sinus and Kevin Chilmers.
Just the episode title read. Nothing of any interest.
Where are we anyway?
What do you mean, where are we? You're driving.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really driving. I'm just following this cartoon map.
You mean the sat-nav?
Yep. Apparently, we're only 5 miles away from our destination.
You are 5 miles away from your destination.
See?
The only thing I can see, Matt, is fields and hills, open desolate landscape and an empty rural nowhere, all stretching for miles, with shadows getting longer as the sun goes down and clouds looming in the distance.
Yeah, but why are we here? I could be at home watching Knight Rider.
What? Don't you remember the letter we received?
Oh, yeah. Read it again, Kev. It was all jolly mysterious.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Dear Matt and Kev.
Oh, do the voice.
Well, I don't know what voice to use, do I? Because we don't know who the person is who sent it.
Ah, of course. Who signed it?
Signed by Lady Pelican Bumpkin.
Well, try her voice then.
All right, I'll give it a go.
Dear Kev and Matt.
She sounds a little haughty, Kev.
I'm playing against type.
Oh, how very now. Carry on.
Dear Kev and Matt, I write to you of the utmost gravest urgency. I urge you both to come at once, henceforth, forthwith, post haste and immediately, to Bumpkin Manor, located in the rural village of Bleak Dismal in North Remoteshire. A terrible curse has befallen my family, gentlemen, and I live in fear of my life. You see, Bumpkin Manor has become plagued by a beast of the most supernatural proportions. It's killed already, and I'm certain it will kill again. I beg of your help before this beast too takes me.
I suppose I could have called in someone appropriate, professionals such as the police or security, maybe even a private army, as I am incredibly wealthy. However, I was hoping to do it on the cheap, so I'm hiring you two. You must hurry, gentlemen. Every second that passes, I fear, may be my last. Yours, but not romantically, Lady Pelican Bumpkin.
Murder, she wrote, Kev.
Not sure it's murder as such. She specifically said a beast of supernatural proportions. Sounds more like a monster or a giant wild animal, maybe.
You mean like the Hound of the Burger Vans?
Baskervilles. Either way, I think we might want to watch our backs with this one, in case things get a little hairy.
Righto, Kev. Will do. Meanwhile, we're making good time. We've only got 3 miles to go.
You are 3 miles away from your destination.
See?
Good. It's getting dark out, and I want to be indoors to work clear what this beast business is all about.
Well, nothing's gone wrong so far, so I'm sure it'll all be just fine.
What just happened?
I'm not sure. The Cat Noir mobile just sort of conked out. Nothing, Kev.
That is not good. What does it say on the dashboard?
Well, there's a lot of angry red flashing lights, but I stopped paying attention to those about 100 miles ago.
Uh-huh. You see, this is why in real life you need to look after cars.
Knight Rider would have fixed itself, Kev.
Knight Rider wasn't the name of the car. It was called Kit. Oh, I'm not having this conversation again, Matt.
Fair enough. What should we do instead?
Well, we're 3 miles away from the manor, so we must be near the village by now. I say we walk it.
Good idea. It's a nice enough evening, and at least it's not raining.
Oh dear,
I am so sorry, Kev.
Will you stop talking?
Not my fault.
I know. It's just what with the cat and the Warmobile conking out and now the weather, well, I just don't want us to have any more bad luck. So let's just get moving.
Righto.
What we need is a building to lay low in till the storm passes. I do not fancy hiking to Bumpkin Manor in this.
What? You mean like a pub?
That would be ideal. Maybe I could get a bite to eat. I'm starving.
How about that one?
Oh, yeah. Come on, then. Let's go in.
Sign's a bit squeaky, Kev.
Yeah, I'll say.
What's this place called? A Slaughtered Lamb, Headless Chicken and Battered Sausage?
That's a funny name for a pub.
You're not wrong.
Do you think they do food?
Well, there's another sign here by the door. It says, warning, we do not sell food.
Ah, that's a shame. You think they might do, since they put so much of it in the pub name?
Hang on, there's more writing beneath the sign. It says, despite our pub name, we really, really don't serve food, so please will you just quit asking? Honestly, we are sick to death of people coming round here asking if we serve food simply because we're a pub in the rural north with various meats in our name. It's not as though we sit around all day making puddings, we've got a business to run. When, oh when, will people wake up and realise that pubs are not obligated in any way to serve food, regardless of whatever might be inferred from the sign? It is really becoming tiresome.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Matt. Is there much more of this?
Yeah, actually, there's a fair bit, Kev. I'm not even a quarter of the way through.
Well, I think we get the gist. Come on, let's go inside.
Same again, Clarence.
Aye, mine's a pint.
I too.
Who's going to play me on the dartboard, then?
I will.
Then I've already won.
He's already won! Yay!
Take a look at these two.
Off them round here.
Quiet.
Kev?
I know, but I'm soaked and tired. Let's just get to the bar.
Righto.
Food, I'll bet. Should be the biggest.
Shh. One of them is squeaking.
Matt, are your shoes squeaking?
I'm sorry, Kev. They're new and they're wet. I'm still breaking them in.
Great.
Evening, gents. Filthy night out there.
Yes, it is a filthy night.
Absolutely filthy.
Aye, it's a it's filthy night.
It's a filthy night.
I'll say, it's positively revolting. Kev?
Just call it a filthy night, Matt.
What?
Just say it's a filthy night.
But I don't know what it means. Sounds a bit rude.
Look, we want to blend in, so just say it's a filthy night like everyone else did. Maybe we'll earn their trust.
Oh, okay.
It's a filthy night out there.
It's a filthy night indeed.
Yeah, filthy.
Filthy night.
Filthy is the word. That's enough. What do you want, lads? Why are you here?
Well, to be honest, we're on our way to some manor house near here, but the car broke down, so we've come inside to get out of that filthy storm.
Filthy!
Quiet! Which manor are you trying to reach?
I think it's called Bodkin Manor. Bupkis Manor.
Uh-oh. Bumpkin Manor.
Oh, that's it. Bumpkin Manor.
I can't handle this. I've got to get out of here.
Where do you think you're going, Sydney?
Please, Tetley. I have to leave.
You're as good as dead if you go out there, boy. You know that.
But it's not right. We shouldn't even be talking about it. I'll have nought to do with Bumpkin Manor.
But for three nights, the beast may find you, Sydney. You know the legend. And tonight is only night one.
Don't you think I know that? I'm scared, Tetley. And the less I have to do with that place, the less likely the beast is to come for me.
Aye, son. I understand. Go with Godspeed. But keep off the moors.
Yes, Tetley, thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sid. Now then, where were we?
You were about to give us directions to Bumpkin Manor.
Sorry, lads. There's nothing for you here. We won't be helping you find that place.
Because of the beast?
Don't even mention his name.
I don't think I have. I don't think I know its name.
Will there be anything else, then?
Yes. If no one's here to direct us to Bumpkin Manor, are any of you car mechanics?
No! You'll find no help from anyone in this village to get to that cursed, godforsaken hellhole.
Right.
We better go, Kev. How much do we owe you, barman?
Nothing, lads. Go. God be with you.
You can't let them go, Tetley.
They'll be fine. Just keep off the moors. Will do. Come on, Kev.
Where? I've no idea which way to go from here.
There's a train track on the north side of the village. Not hard to find. Follow it about a mile and a half to the train station. Maybe you'll find what you're looking for there.
Thanks, that's actually quite helpful.
Right then, back into the storm.
No way. I'm not editing another Stormwalk sequence. Do you know it takes me 3 hours for every minute of airtime?
What do you mean?
I mean, if it takes us 2 minutes to walk to the train station, then that's another 6 hours of audio work for me, and I'm not doing it. Besides, I also don't fancy getting wet again.
Then how are we going to get to the train station?
Simple. The magic of editing. Ta-da! What do you think?
No way! We're on the train platform.
Yep, and it looks like the storm's eased up too.
Oh yeah. Moon's full though, Kev.
Good. It's going to give us some light to see. Mind you, there's not a lot worth seeing.
Yeah. It's all a bit empty and bleak.
And gloomy.
And run down.
And creepy.
And ominous.
And eerie.
And uninviting.
And sparse.
And desolate.
There's not even a single person around. I've got no idea why those pub folk thought we'd find the answers here.
Agreed. This place is deserted. We'll never find out how to get to Batfink Manor this way.
Bumpkin Manor.
Bumpkin Manor.
Bumpkin Manor.
Who are you?
I'm train conductor. I conduct trains.
What trains?
Oh, there's plenty of trains come and go from here, belching great plumes of steam across countryside.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, just not tonight.
Aye, not tonight. Where is it you're looking to go?
Batman Tower.
Bumpkin Manor.
Oh, yeah.
Bumpkin Manor? There's no trains running to Bumpkin Manor.
Yeah, I can see that.
You'll want to stay far away from that place, lads. Nothing but trouble awaits at Bumpkin Manor.
Look, I'm sorry to ask, but are you a ghost?
Bat! Actually, that's a good question. Are you a ghost?
There's more to fear up here than ghosts, lads. Take it from me.
Like what?
The Beast.
Oh, not this again.
No, Matt, it's quite important, and it's sort of why we're here. Remember the letter.
Oh, yeah.
What can you tell us about the Beast, Creepjoy man?
Only that you're in danger. We all are.
Why?
For 3 nights the Beast will hunt, and for 3 nights the Beast will kill, just as it did last month and the month before.
What's that got to do with Bumpkin Manor?
Good question, Kev.
Thank you.
Bumpkin Manor is the source of the troubles. Some say it's the home of the Beast. I'd stay well clear of the place myself.
Uh-huh. But if instead we were specifically going there due to a letter we received this morning, which direction would we head in?
You see this train track here?
The one with no trains on it.
Where, Kev?
Just there.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Follow it along about a mile and a quarter. You'll find Bumpkin Manor.
Great. Thanks. Is the track safe to walk on?
Oh, aye. You'll have no danger from trains tonight.
That comes as no surprise.
Make sure you keep off the moors, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've been warned that already. Why did you say Bumpkin Manor's the source of the troubles? Oh.
He's completely vanished, Kev. Disappeared.
Typical. Right in the middle of serving a customer. Honestly, this country's going to pot.
What did he say? Walk the train track in that direction for a mile and a bit until we get to the manor.
Yep, come on. Let's get going.
Righto, Kev. I'm game if you are. At least the rain stopped.
Well, it's actually quite nice with that night breeze.
And the moon is really bright. It looks huge tonight.
Always looks closer when it's full somehow.
Hey, Kev, it would be the perfect night for a werewolf.
Mm-hmm, except that werewolves don't exist.
What was that then?
Monk Jack.
What about that?
Rabbit.
Are you sure there's no such thing as werewolves, Kev?
I'm absolutely certain of it. They're a work of fiction designed to teach children to keep away from bad people.
Fair enough. So, is that a badger?
What a badger. Oh my God, what the hell is that? It's huge.
Do you think it could be the Beast?
I don't know, but I'm not sticking around to find out. Run, Matt, run!
What?
Run!
Kev, he's bigger than that thing that ate Warren that time.
Yes, and his eyes are glowing bright red, so I say keep running.
Run where?
Face downwards. Follow the track. Bumpkin Manor's going to be around here somewhere.
Look, lights. There's some sort of stately home over there, nestled among the trees.
Head that way then. Is the thing still behind us?
I don't know. I'm too scared to look.
Me too.
Oh, thank God. A door.
No time to lose, Matt. That thing's still coming. Let us in.
There's some sort of beast or possibly massive badger out here. Open the door.
Is anyone home?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Kev, he's scarier than the Beast.
You're telling me? Look at his eyes.
May I help you, sir?
I don't think I want to go in there.
Well, we've got to pick one or the other, Matt. We're running out of options. It's either the terrifying butler...
Have we met, sir?
...or chance to get with the Beast. What do you want to do? You've been listening to The Beast of Bumpkin Manor, Night 1. Written, produced, recorded and edited by Matt Sanders and Kevin Childress. Promotional material by Laurie Stone. If you enjoyed what you've heard, then remember, give us a like, subscribe and review wherever you heard us. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Cat Noir Podcast. Join us again in a fortnight for the shocking second instalment of this unravelling adventure.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.